this week's daf and tie it together a little bit with Erev Shabbos Nachmu. And that is that we mentioned earlier in the week that this week's parsha, Parshas Vaschanon, and Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem, Ebron of Erev. He wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. After the chet of the Meimariva, Hashem told Moshe, you, Aharon, you're not going to enter the land. And Moshe Rabbeinu davens 515 tefillos, Ebron of Erev. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, there were two tefillos that you davened to me, and both of them you used the word na. You said Ebrona, and you said Slachna. Slachna lavoyna amazek goydul chazdecho. When you asked me to forgive the Dor HaMidbar, after I swore that the Dor HaMidbar would all die in the Midbar, and it's, with the exception of Yeshua ben Nun and Kol ben Yifun, nobody would be able to enter the land. In Yesh Ebrona, in Slachna, in Yesh Slachna, in Ebrona. So we mentioned that obviously which tefillah did Moshe Rabbeinu pick to be answered? He picked Slachna. Because we know that the Dor HaMidbar are going to have kapara loss of love, but Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael. And at first glance, it seems like martyrdom on the behalf of Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to forego his personal agenda, which is he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael on behalf of his people. But the kashya he asked was, is that the Sfarim say, Chazal, that if Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash would have been never been destroyed, and the Yidden would have never gone to Golas. So forget about it from Moshe's personal perspective. From a global perspective, from a Klal Yisrael perspective, it may have made more sense for Moshe Rabbeinu to pick Ebrona, to go into Eretz Yisrael, build the Beis HaMikdash, and we wouldn't have to be in Golas now for 2,000 years. So why was it so poshit? Why was it so poshit to Moshe Rabbeinu to pick Slachna versus Ebrona? Even from the Klal Yisrael perspective, you can easily argue that it would have made more sense to pick Ebrona versus Slachna. So earlier in the week we spoke at a teretz from Shmuel Yankiv, but I was thinking another teretz, and that is based on a Rashi in Masechtes Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. Rashi over there quotes a Chazal. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Mizmar LaOsif. Elikim bo goyim benachla secha, timu es hechel kodshecha, samu es Yerushalayim li'im. David HaMelech didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech set the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash. His son Shlomo HaMelech was the one that built the Beis HaMikdash. But David HaMelech saw Baruch HaKodesh that one day the Beis HaMikdash that his son Shlomo would build would be destroyed. Bo goyim benachla secha, timu es hechel lecha, samu es Yerushalayim li'im. And when David HaMelech saw that Baruch HaKodesh, he took out his harp, and he started playing music. He sang Shira, Mizmar La'asaf, Elikim Bo Goyim Benachal Asecha. And ask Chazal, Mizmar La'asaf, Kina Mibaya. Is that a time to play music? That's a time to sit on the floor, egg, ashes, and cry and mourn. Why would David HaMelech sing Shira? Say Chazal, because David HaMelech knew the Yidden were going to do Averis. And he was afraid that Hashem would let out his anger, his frustration on Klal Yisrael. But when he saw that, rather than let out his anger on Klal Yisrael, Hashem was going to let out his anger on Eitzim Va'avonim, on bricks and mortar, he sang Shira. Because it meant that no matter how bad the situation is, no matter how low Klal Yisrael falls, but Klal Yisrael is going to always have a hemshach. Because in the worst case scenario, Hashem will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But Hashem is never going to destroy Klal Yisrael. And it's for that reason that he said, Mizmar La'asaf. The Vilna Gaon says that We say Nachem on Tisha B'Av during Mincha. You don't say it by Shachris, you say it by Mincha. It says the Goyin in Bir Hagro, but L'shoinai Hazav. Why is it? Says the Goyin, Tumar Makoymas. He says it to the end of Masechtas Taanis that says that when did the Beis HaMikdash begin to burn? It was on Tisha B'Av, but it was in the afternoon. It was Mizman HaMincha Ve'elach. And then he sends you to this Rashi over here, Kedusha Lamed Aleph on the base. What's the word? That being that the Beis HaMikdash began to burn on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon, Mincha time, it's for that reason you say Nachem, Mincha time. Because in Churban Beis HaMikdash licked Nechama. What's the Nechama? That in the worst case scenario, Hashem will only destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But Klal Yisrael will exist forever. Churban Beis HaMikdash on the one hand is Churban. Kishmoy Kachi, it represents destruction. But at the same time, it represents Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. It represents Nechama. Because in Churban Beis HaMikdash, you see a silver lining. The silver lining is that Shloyich Benero Eloi Lavod, that Hashem, if he gets angry, what's he going to let his anger out on Eitzav Avodim? And that's why David HaMelech said Shira. Had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash would never have been destroyed. Would that have necessarily been a good thing? I'm not sure. I don't know if it would have been a good thing. If Klal Yisrael would have never done Averos, and it's for that reason the Beis HaMikdash would have never been destroyed, it's a good thing. But maybe Klal Yisrael would have done Averos. And Hashem would not have had the outlet, the option of destroying the Beis HaMikdash. What would Hashem have done? He would have no choice but to let his anger out on Klal Yisrael, that's not a good thing. Because David HaMelech, when he saw Churban Beis HaMikdash, he sang Shira, because he realized that it's better that Hashem let out his anger on Itzim Avonim than let out his anger on Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was faced with this decision. Ebrona, do I enter the land and build a Beis HaMikdash? You know what that means? Beis HaMikdash will never be destroyed. Or maybe no, maybe Slachna. So maybe Moshe said, I don't want Ebrona. I don't want the Beis HaMikdash to not be able to be destroyed. Because if Hashem will not be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he'll have no choice but to let out his anger, and there'll be a Churban in Klal Yisrael. A Churban much greater than was, and that's not necessarily a good thing. Because in Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's actually a glass half full. And that is you have the idea of Mizmor La'asaf, you have the idea of Lachama, and I think that a way that we can all relate to this somewhat is when you look at Holocaust survivors. Right? You look at a Holocaust survivor. The Holocaust survivors represent really two things. They represent Churban. You look at them and you're reminded of the horrible Churban that took place 70, 75 years ago. But at the same time, when you look at a Holocaust survivor, they represent invincibility. They represent the eternity of Klal Yisrael. They represent the fact that it doesn't matter what happens, it doesn't matter how big a monster gets up, how powerful his army is, how much the great nations of the world want to turn a blind eye, it doesn't matter. Klal Yisrael can never be defeated. And that's represented in the Holocaust survivor. The survivor represents two things. He represents destruction. He brings you back to Poland 1939. But at the same time, he also takes you to a place where you realize that Klal Yisrael is invincible. And Klal Yisrael cannot be taken down. And said the Vilna Gaon, Churban Beis HaMikdash represented the same thing. On the one hand, Churban Beis HaMikdash Tisha B'Av, it represents Churban. But at the same time, it also represents Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomer Alekechem. It also represents Nechama. Because the truth is that in Churban Beis HaMikdash, you see that Hashem is always going to find an angle. He's going to find a way to make sure Klal Yisrael is going to continue to exist. He'll destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem will do whatever he needs to do. Hittel, Chamasei, Al Itzim Avonim. But never on Klal Yisrael. But the point, as it relates to Ebrona, could be that's the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu chose Slachna. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't choose Ebrona.